This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Bill Scamp today at St. John Fisher, and a scary potential injury is the lead story. What happened to Maxwell Hairston, and how bad is it? We don't know that officially. Sal Capaccio with us now to discuss here on the West Her Hotline. Sal, let's start with Hairston. What did you see? What do you know?
Yeah, we really didn't see him go down, most of the media. He was working on the backfield, and at that time it was just kind of a couple position groups that were over there. So you kind of pick and choose what you're watching, and most of us were watching wide receivers and DBs. Wide receivers and, you know, quarterback and throwing the ball and things like that. So when the DBs came over to do some one-on-one work, Max Hairston wasn't there, and then word started to filter around the media that he had been down, and a couple of media members did get video of him on the ground, but no one saw him actually go down. I tweeted something in my story from Carl Jones of Channel 4. There's more from Dan Fates, from Wham out here in Rochester. So whichever angle you want, you see the same thing, which is Max Hairston sitting on the ground with Nate Bresky, the lead head athletic trainer of the Bills, doing what appeared to be some sort of test on his knee, feeling around, and then Hairston laid down on his back, looked like he was upset, put his hands up towards his head, and then he sat up, he got up, players were around him, they were talking to him. He was helped off the field by Nate Bresky. They didn't bring the cart out. He walked, but he was helped off the field. Since then, there's been no word on anything yet. We don't know anything. I don't know if that's good or bad. Obviously, you hope for the best for Max Hairston, but it didn't look good.
Yeah. Do you take any cues? I mean, recognizing that we don't know, and certainly you or no one else, myself or Mike included, are going to want to guess at anything here. But the way the guy, like teammates, I saw a video of Christian Benford, who seemed, you know, upset about it, and watching players even interacting with Hairston in the videos you're describing, it felt like they thought it might be bad.
Oh, I would say that for sure. But you know, I think that's also kind of normal reaction to any time a player is down and you think it could be, but you just don't know. When I watched players around Tyrell Shavers the other day, it was kind of similar.
Right.
And, you know, Tyrell Shavers is coming back. Now, it was an ankle. It wasn't what appeared to be a knee here for Max Hairston. But people gathered around him, and they were hugging him and talking to him. And then he got onto a cart, and he went back in. So, but, yeah, you know, guys, players know. They know what they've seen before, what those things kind of mean sometimes. And you kind of get your cues from that. And then when you hear Dane Jackson and Taron Johnson both talk about it being a non-contact injury. That was a thing for us in the media. We were trying to figure out, okay, he was over there. Did he run into somebody? No, last year, remember when Matt Milano hurt his bicep? And we found out what happened was he had hit a bag. You know, I mean, did he hit somebody, Max Harrison? Right. That's not the case from what it was told afterwards by a couple of his teammates. It was a non-contact injury, which really then becomes concerning.
Well, one thing to watch for, of course, is if the Bills do what they did at receiver yesterday, which is bring in somebody, that wouldn't be a great sign, of course. How was it going for Hairston, if it's even worth sort of illustrating at this point, in case he's not hurt badly, I guess? What were the reviews so far?
He's been up and down, but nothing, I would say, too up or too down. You know, I don't think he's made any super flashy, incredible plays. I don't think you're going, oh, my God, where the hell was he on that one? He was beaten by Keon Coleman yesterday, I think it was, I talked about. It was a play down the left sideline, and this was in one-on-one drills, by the way. Play down the left sideline, and Josh threw it to Keon like they decided to run a deep route on a one-on-one. And Max Harrison's kind of trailing. He's beat by maybe a step, but he's got a chance to close. But Keon goes and goes high points it, and Max kind of runs by him. You know, I think those are just little subtleties that he's got to get better at. But it seems like he's kind of right there in position, you know, understands at least where he's supposed to be. I think that's a big part of it for Max Harrison. When I watched him in OTAs and minicamp, I think that was an issue sometimes where you could hear people lining him up, you know, and whether it's teammates or coaches, move up, move back, move over, something like that. I don't hear that. That's great. But I'd say it's a bit up and down. He's done nothing to tell me that he should be starting over Tre'Davious White at this point. I'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that he's been bad. It just means Tre'Davious White's been steady. And Max Harrison hasn't done anything super flashy to prove that he belongs on the field over him.
Yeah, it really does change. I've tried to make sense of what I'm thinking, and I'm not sure I've been able to spit it out in a way that comes across to the majority of people, Sal, but I'll try it one more time with you. Like, if Hairston, whatever the injury is, I mean, he looks like he's going to probably miss some time, I guess. We could be incredible news where it's just like, oh, he's fine. But if it's the worst, the Tre'Davious White story sort of goes from being like, oh, he's still got it. He's really good. Like reclamation, and it's emotional. A lot of us feel emotional about Tre'Davious White in part because of having watched him go through the injury process and be so open about how mentally and emotionally draining it was for him. Like, I think we feel for him because of the injuries in a certain way. And mostly, I wouldn't say I've been rooting for him to win the job over Hairston because I like the idea of the rookie winning the job, but it just changes the whole Tre'Davious White story to me. It becomes like urgent that he stay, like that he reclaim his past glory if something happened to Hairston and he's not going to be available for any amount of time.
Tre'Davious White, I thought, was the best player in the field today, to be quite honest with you. And I think I agree with you. Like, this, the way that we look at Tre'Davious White fighting for a starting job, it's a nice story. He's back in Buffalo, and, you know, can he be any sort of himself? Is he just a shell or whatever? I mean, that's the question. Now it becomes, okay, you need him to play. And what does he have? Because he needs to have something. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. I like what I've seen from him. I thought he was superb today. He was, if it wasn't for the injury to Max Harrison, Tre'Davious White would have been the highlight of my, like, the story for me today, to be honest with you. He had in one-on-ones, they ran goal line one-on-ones, right? So, like, Allen's the quarterback, you're snapping at, like, the 5-yard line. And the first one, he went against Josh Palmer, and he's just on him all the way through to the end zone, back of the end zone. Palmer's trying to kind of shake loose the camp. You know, and the quarterback in that situation isn't going to throw it away, so he tries to fit it in, Josh does, and Tre'Davious just turns around and picks it. And everybody went crazy on the defensive side. And then a little bit later, he's going against Keon Coleman, and he didn't let him breathe at the goal line. I mean, he was just all over him. And again, Josh's like, okay, I'm going to throw it. And Tre'Davious made a really nice play to knock it away. They're going 11-on-11 later, and there's a really nice ball, deep ball down the sideline. Josh Palmer has a beat on it. And Trey is kind of like a little bit trailing him. He's in good position. But he just got up and used his length, perfectly timed it, knocked it away. If he doesn't do that, it's a big gain. And I just think that he was really good today. And you're right, that could be this. It is shaping up to be a really interesting story. You hope it's not at the expense of Max Harrison not being on the field. I would also tell you guys that, you know, you go back to what you said, Mike, they could certainly bring someone in, right? And that would tell you something. There's no doubt. I think also, though, they have a pretty crowded room right now. So if you have an extra roster spot, maybe it's not just the corner, right? I mean, maybe they bring another guy in another position because I think they like what they're seeing with some of the other guys, Dorian Strong. You know, Jamarcus Ingram's out there, Dane Jackson. These guys got to get some time as well.
Right, good point.
These plays that you described from White will suffice for our best of training camp today, which is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Sal, do you think maybe – what is it like when the team has the day off? Like, I'm wondering about how we haven't heard anything at all locally or any of the national guys. There's been no word. And I wonder if a part of that is because with the day off tomorrow, everybody kind of got up and out of there after practice.
No, I think they have a walkthrough tonight, actually.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
They do a regular practice and then a walkthrough pretty much on a daily basis.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, so I think they're at a walkthrough tonight. Most guys won't leave. They won't go home. They'll have meetings and stuff tomorrow. So they really don't. The players are pretty much all at camp. I mean, maybe there could be something going on. There could be public relations stuff, appearances, things like that. Who knows? Maybe a guy does, you know, head home, but from what I know, I think most of the guys stay up there. There's a lot of golf playing, I think, going on the day off, to be quite honest with you,
all right.
Up in Rochester.
Also, to some extent, injured today, I believe I heard, Cole Bishop, Ty Johnson. I saw a description of the Johnson play with Andreessen. What do you know about either of those?
Yeah, I know Cole Bishop went back, so not really sure exactly what happened to him, but he was out. And then I think Ty Johnson went back, but I don't know if he took another rep. But the good news was I don't think he stayed out of practice. He came back in, and I don't think he took another rep, but he was back on the field in some capacity. So just add it to the list of guys. I mean, guys, you could probably look at it right now. There was a list we put out earlier today, you know, when we got to practice, and Alec Anderson was on it. You know, he's another guy that didn't practice today. I mean, they're just getting really depleted right now. Who else? Dwayne Carter with an illness didn't practice today. There were a couple guys with heat-related issues from yesterday. It is hot out there. So, you know, and they took a break, like, I don't know, like an hour plus into practice that I haven't seen them normally take for a little bit longer. I think just to get everybody a little bit, you know, a little bit of break, a little bit of water. And now they're not taking breaks, but this seemed like it was a little bit extra, to be honest.
On the bright side of all of this, our concern about Dalton Kincaid, not that it's completely quelled, but whatever was bothering him yesterday, he was well enough to go today, and I didn't hear any different. I assume he did a full workload today.
Yeah, from what I saw, he did, no doubt. And Elijah Moore was back today as well, so that's good news. Terrell Bernard was doing some work with trainers off to the side, so that's good news. I mean, when you have a hamstring injury, if you're not anywhere to be seen, and, you know, it's something that's going to take a little while. Once you start to be seen and they're actually working and moving around and doing stuff with trainers, I think that's encouraging you're getting closer. We saw Terrell Bernard out there doing some work today as well.
You know, Sal, I'm just thinking, earlier you were talking about Trey White in some goal line stuff, and he made a couple of good defensive plays. Who for you will be, like, if there even is one, the go-to receiver pass catcher option, you know, on a play like that from the five? Who does Allen want on a typical play, you know, season on the line kind of stuff? Who would he want on a fourth and goal at the five, say? How does that rank for you?
Ooh. Well, I guess that you could slice it a number of different ways, Mike. It's probably all about matchups. What they do last year against Tariq Woolen, right? And they went to that fade ball to Keon Coleman. I think that's something they'd love to do. Remember when I think Keon dropped it and Jalen Ramsey had the interception last year. So Keon's been a guy that they've gone to. You know, if I think back of Josh, you know, over the years, I think he kind of likes some of the smaller guys, the way they can navigate down there. You know, Isaiah McKenzie's come through a couple of times. They Curtis Samuel on fourth down last year, I think, on a play in Kansas City, right? I think it was. I think that he's liked a lot of those guys that can kind of just become available for him. So it's a tough call. I don't really know. I think about Dalton Kincaid, but I don't know if that's his game. necessarily being the red zone guy, but he could be someone you could look to there. Dawson Knox has been somebody he's looked to.
Yep.
And they, that's something that they do. Hey, who knows? Maybe a guy like Jackson Hawes becomes a little bit more of a pass-catching tight end threat because he can block so much down there. The teams have to respect that, and they play up on him.
Also Dawkins, historically, from time to time.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Is there anything at all to report on if there is indeed – well, is there a backup quarterback battle, and is there anything to report on it?
I think there's a battle. I don't know how deep the battle goes until we get to preseason. I want to see – what happens in preseason? I mean, I'm guessing Mitch Trubisky will be the backup quarterback to start, you know, take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The second team reps would be the first guy, but I think that's just because of where they are right now, where he's been. I think that Mike White has an opportunity to win the job, and I like what Mike White's done. I don't think either guy has wowed or flashed. I think it's kind of been, okay, let's see. Look, I think Trubisky has a bit of a leg up, too, because he can run. And I think the Bills really want to have the ability to be a little bit mobile back there if possible. And Mike White doesn't really offer that as much. But, yeah, I think there's a backup quarterback battle. And I think that we're going to find out a lot about what the Bills think about each guy as the preseason goes on and how much they play and against whom and what situations.
Sal, we'll let you go here. Thanks for your time. And you're off tomorrow, I assume, because the team is, mostly.
Mostly, yeah. During the day, I think I'm on. I think I might be on Extra Point Show, but I'll have to confirm that. But I won't be talking to you guys, I don't think, tomorrow.
Okay, thanks for your time today.
You got it.
There you go. Our coverage of training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
I'll probably be back watching the Yankees some tonight.
That's on my radar for sure.
Yep. Tampa.
Home for Tampa.
I watched some of that game last night.
Yep. Schlittler last night.
Schlittler. You got to be very careful.
Yep.
He got kind of flustered in the first inning.
Yep.
Yankees tied it, but Tampa went on to win. How about these huge fluorescent oven mitts base runners wear
now? I was thinking about that. Is it Dominguez for the Yankees? One of the base runners early in the game. Or this might have even been in the Phillies series. But I noticed a lot of guys wear them, but there's one guy on the Yankees. Yeah, they're like Day-Glo, like Seattle green.
Tampa, too.
And what are you doing? Like, I understand if you want to protect yourself, great. Can't they match the socks or something? Just give me.
Color is the thing.
If you're on the Yankees, just give me the blue mitts. I don't need the Day-Glo green ones. You got no Day-Glo green in your uniform at all. What are you doing?
Maybe it helps you to get a safe call on a review or something.
Mm.
If it's more obvious you know, that that's your
hand, I
guess. Opposed to white.
I hope that there's something.
Or the color of the other team's socks. Something other than the color of the other team's socks
that's,
or shoes.
That's got to be it. You're trying to stand out and offset it, but I don't know.
Or their glove. But, I mean, Chisholm's glove is purple and green.
Be careful what you wish for there, because then you might end up getting yourself, telling on yourself. You might be more obviously out.
I don't know.
Because of the day glow. I don't like it.
These teams have analytics people for this now.
Yeah, I'm sure
they have a whole wing to determine what you should wear when you're sliding into third. But they're just so big.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem quite right.
They like, are
can
enormous.
I go as big as I want on these gloves? Can I wear... Just...
Well, right, isn't that... If they're 2 inches above your fingertips, you're gaining an advantage sliding into the base.
I don't know.
Aren't
seems
you?
Right.
Like, right? The mitt is what's going to be safe because it's on your body. So the bigger, the better. They should restrict those.
Old men.
Get back to form-fitting gloves. Gloves with fingers that aren't too big. You can't have it. It's
and
they're not okay.
And they're not teal when you're the Yankees. Come on. Have some Yankee pride. We had our share of pride today. Jim Lampley was on earlier, and it was a fun conversation. We will share that with you next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.